Mockery rocks. Do you know who the President of the United States is? Of course you do. I do not give him much respect. So maybe somehow I should reform and show him more respect. He is the President. But he is always freestyling. Making up stuff is freestyling. A thing. Is that a technical expression for the rapping world, the hip-hop generation? A post by U.S. President Donald Trump has been given a fact-check label by the Twitter people for the first time. It should be like a tradition, shouldn't it? President Trump tweeted, "There is no way," in parentheses, capital zero, "that mail-in ballots will be anything less than substantially fraudulent." I think his base, people who really and truly love him, think those words sound maybe a little negative. People who are really not his base might feel like those words are sort of outside the president's vocabulary. I like to think back on that time when he said, "I have the best words." If you have the best words, maybe you know the meaning of the word vocabulary, which he did not use. Mr. Trump has recently made unsubstantiated claims about the validity of mail-in ballots. Mail-in ballots are the same as absentee ballots and must be used by any members of the U.S. military who are stationed abroad. Would he deny the voting privilege to the military? We respectfully ask. As I am freestyling, once upon a time there was a president who didn't care about the fighting men stationed abroad. Twitter's notification displays a blue exclamation mark underneath the tweets, suggesting readers get the facts about mail-in ballots or any other thing the President of the United States freestyles about. He just makes it up, that's all. The social media company had pledged to increase the warning labels under false and misleading information on its site, but it has been slow to take steps against the United States president. Out of respect for the man who occupies the office, out of respect for the office, much more than the man. I should be able to make jokes more easily about the president and myself being in the same year. We actually have birthdays, birthday celebrations, in the same month, the month of June, coming up soon. If you support the president with your gifts and donations and campaign monies, you should send him a birthday present. To the White House, of course. Send it by way of Amazon. He would appreciate that, wouldn't he? People do research on the internet, as I do, about odd things. Like, I played on the radio in Shizuoka, Japan, a song by Jackson Browne, Running on Empty, and I thought to myself, I wonder if old Jackson is still alive. And he is. Brown was born October 9th, 1948, in Heidelberg, Germany, where his father, Clyde Jack Brown, an American serviceman, was stationed for his job assignment with the Stars and Stripes newspaper. Brown's mother, Beatrice Amanda, was a Minnesota native of Norwegian ancestry. Brown has three siblings. Roberta Burby was born in 1946 in Nuremberg, Germany, and Edward Severin Brown was born in 1949 in Frankfurt, Germany. His younger sister, Grace Brown, was born a number of years later. At the age of only three, Brown and the family moved to Southern California, the Highland Park District of Los Angeles. I like the music of Jackson Brown, and that's all the biographical information I need to relay about Jackson Brown. There is such a vague connection between Tommy Lee Jones, the actor, and Jackson Brown, the recording artist. Can you guess what it might be? Well, we'll cover that later. First of all, Tommy Lee Jones and myself and the President of the United States were all born in 1946. Tommy Lee Jones was born down in Texas in September of 1946. Tommy Lee Jones' mother, Lucille Marie, was a police officer, a school teacher, and a beauty shop owner. Tommy Lee Jones' father was an oil field worker. His dad lived from 1926 until 1986, and his name was Clyde C. Jones. The connection between Tommy Lee Jones and Jackson Brown is that they both have fathers with the name Clyde. In the wonderful world of random internet research, I decided not to make it quite so random by going by the date. May 28th. Who was born on May 28th? Actually, one of my other favorite recording artists, Gladys Knight. She is a little older than I am, but I won't say exactly how much older. She, as I, was born in the great state of Georgia, in the United States of America. I do not know the small town that she was born in. The town of Oglethorpe, Georgia, is totally different from the town of Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia. And Oglethorpe was where Gladys was born. Gladys appeared on the 14th cycle of Dancing with the Stars. I have never seen a cycle or an episode of that show, but I hope she danced well. I guess the biggest hit she had was Midnight Train to Georgia. And on the radio in Shizuoka, Japan, on FM High, when I play that song, I say, I took that train. I guess it was back in 1995, from Los Angeles, California, all the way to Georgia. Another famous person who was born on May 28th, but this guy was born much later than Gladys Knight. He was born in 1986. He goes by the name of Seth Rollins. I've seen him wrestle live in Tokyo, Japan. But Seth Rollins, though it be a great professional name, is not the man's real name. I got two things about American football. Sort of, as we approach everything obliquely in the sports world, because there are no contests going on at all. Down in Miami, hours after Dolphins owner Stephen Ross voiced his hopes for a regular NFL season that includes fannies in the seats of his stadium, his team's home facility announced it will welcome people at its outdoor theaters. We mean outdoor cinemas. Sometime in the near future. Hard Rock Stadium will temporarily transform itself into a drive-in theater where the playing surface typically exists and will also welcome small groups for an intimate viewing experience in an outdoor theater on the complex's South Plaza. The theaters will showcase select Miami Dolphins matchups from the team's 54-year history, as well as classic motion pictures. It will also host commencement ceremonies and other events, according to the team's press release, with the goal of providing a unique environment while staying in accordance with social distancing policies. The other football thing is very mysterious to me. 2 months after the revived XFL abruptly suspended and then canceled the season due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the now bankrupt Spring Football League may have found new life, according to writer Daniel Kaplan, who writes in the Athletic publication. The XFL's investment bank is currently in active discussions with dozens of potential purchasers who want to fund and restart the league for the 2021 season. But what are they buying? I respectfully ask. That's Rocky's daddy respectfully asking. What are the assets? Old uniforms. I really didn't like those uniforms that much. Old nicknames. I really didn't like those nicknames that much either. So what are the assets? The name? XFL? That's all? Was affiliated with the mastermind behind professional wrestling, Vince McMahon. He should be tired already. He's lost at this gridiron thing, hasn't he? I want to thank you so much for listening to Mockery Rocks.